Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. This is the Loop Holiday AMA. Let's take a listen.
Okay, guys. Welcome to this week's AMA. You're here with myself, Tom Norwood. We've also got Simon Rame and Simon Chadwick joining us today. So the structure of this AMA is going to be a little bit different. Simon Chadwick is going to ask a bunch of community questions to start with. And then Simon, Rame and I are going to answer those. And then after that, we're going to open up to the audience for any additional questions. So the first part will probably take about, say, 20 to 30 minutes. We'll go through all the pre-recorded questions or the pre-asked questions. And then from there, we'll open it up to you guys. Thanks very much for joining us.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to this week's AMA. I'm joined by Tom and Simon, co-founders of Loop. The way this one's going to work, it's slightly differently to what we normally do. We normally record it on YouTube and then post it. This one is doing both. So we're going to have the YouTube recording and the Twitter space as well live. So we're going to run through a bunch of questions that you guys have asked this week. And then at the end, we're going to open up for community questions. So put your hand up, ask some questions. So I want to start off by saying, asking you guys really about this last week, because I know that we've had a lot of things that have happened over the last week. Can you run down some of the exciting key milestones and things that have happened over the past week?
Yeah, this week has been a crazy week from lots of angles, but it feels like we're finally hitting our stride with the DEX. TVL has been increasing, rapidly. I think we've almost tripled in the last sort of 7 to 10 days, which is great. Our token price as well is, it's steadily increasing, which is exactly what we want. We don't want it to kind of go crazy, pump too hard. We just obviously, as we build out more of the platform, we want it to have a steady increase. So that's cool. And obviously very soon we're looking at having our NFT marketplace, hopefully within the next month or so. We've got some really exciting partnerships. They're actually already partnering with a few cool projects who are looking to mint some sort of DeFi NFT bonds on our NFT marketplace. We won't reveal those yet, but yeah, great partnerships happening there. And for I think a lot of people have probably seen on our platform as well. They've probably seen now the UI for the NFT marketplace. If you haven't, check it out, loop.markets. The UI is looking pretty cool. Simon, what else have we got going on?
A lot. And this comes back to our first question, right? How are we going to maintain interest in the product long term? So the fact that we have a DEX, that we have this NFT functionality, this LP bond, gives us so much flexibility to do so much, not just with our own products, but also with our partner projects. So having this DEX at the core just really gives us a huge roadmap to branch vertically, horizontally, so many parallels that we can do. Obviously the app is a big one that's also going to bring everything into one place and make the process super smooth for newcomers and crypto experts. But basically we just want to bring everything into one place for people to not need to jump in between, not have to have app fatigue or platform fatigue, but just have smooth, clean UI all in one place. We have the massive dev team that we have to pull this off. It's not easy. And also we have this big unfair advantage of having the DEX, obviously, to pull a lot of things off. So I'm just excited about all of the amazing projects that are reaching out to us and to the Loop Ventures team, and all the diverse applications that we can use our DEX for and our LP NFTs for.
Yeah. The other thing which was great happened this week was obviously Halo Halo token was launched, Angel finished their LBP, which went really well, and then they've put all their liquidity onto the Loop DEX. So yeah, congratulations to the Angel team, and thanks thanks to those guys as well for choosing Loop as your primary source of liquidity.
Yes.
And as people can see, I mean, the Halo pool's already trading quite well, so that's really exciting, and it's going to be the first of many partnerships.
So that's a new pool that we've listed this week, and I know we've listed a couple pools and kind of going cross-chain, but the Angel Protocol one's, you know, obviously a very exciting pool to have on, and this is going to attract a lot of eyeballs and a lot of trades onto Loop, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's great. So yeah, thanks again to that team. And also, the apps are almost out of beta, right, Simon? I think the apps have been trialed by the community. It's looking great. I tried it out myself the other day. It's got like a portfolio function in it, a bit similar to 8Board, which is really cool. So you can literally see all of your positions on Terra, you know, even on different protocols, not just on Loop. You can see, obviously, your total balance, the total value of your portfolio. You'll be able to see your NFTs in there. Yeah, so a lot more useful, I guess, than the standard Terra Station app. So we're really excited about launching that soon on both Android and iOS. So that's going to be cool.
And small things like, you know, when you're on your wallet screen, it's very similar to Terra Station. It's powered by Terra Station, but you see your wallet balance there, right? The total value of the wallet. And then soon you'll be able to see the UST value of each of your coins in your wallet, and for it to automatically add your coins instead of having to go in there and just, you know, add and remove. You know, you'll also be able to buy UST with your credit card through our app in the near future too. So, you know, V1 is going to be a big improvement, but then, you know, again, just like everything we do, and another reason how we maintain interest and just keep excitement around Loop is that we're building this for the community, right? So once our infrastructure, once our foundations are done and set, you know, we've pretty much finished all our audits, you know, pretty much ironed out all the bugs, everything's stable, we've stress tested it, then it's just going to be full on implementing the community feedback, right? So you guys will be able to see your recommendations implemented, and not just implemented, but implemented pretty quickly, you know? So that's going to be very exciting to see people mold the product for themselves.
Awesome. I'm going to get into the questions, unless you had anything more that you want to add. I know that we've got MIM Loop pools. We've got MIM and MIM USD pools up, guys. So go trade the hell out of those. Cross-chain pools. We're going to talk about White Whale. So will White Whale work on Loop? You know, I expect White Whale to increase volume a lot on the Loop DEX.
Yeah, 100%. I actually had a chat yesterday to White Whale founder, and we're going to be creating, obviously, a whale pool or a couple of whale pools on Loop, Whale UST and probably Whale Loop as well. We're also going to be partnering with White Whale in an exciting NFT. They're one of our NFT partners who we'll be working with in the future to create like a really cool NFT project with those guys. So yeah, White Whale's coming to Loop in the very near future.
Amazing. So what happens to unclaimed airdrops?
The tokens just stay in the contract. So essentially, if people don't claim, that we have a distribution contract where people claim from, and if they don't claim, they stay there and they'll just get used for the next airdrop. So eventually, you know, all of the tokens, they will be claimed. Any at the end of the airdrop period, I mean, that's 5 years away, so not for a little while yet, but if there are any tokens left in that contract, then we'll just withdraw them back into the treasury.
Cool, awesome. So when will on-site Loop R withdrawals be possible? That was always scheduled for after DEX beta, but it was not mentioned in the updated roadmap.
Yeah, look, it's not something we're heavily focused on at the moment. Most of the value for Loop R holders is to receive the airdrops, and it doesn't matter if you have those in your Terra wallet or if you have them on site. So at the moment, yeah, it's not one of the things where we are sort of immediately focused on, but it's definitely something we'll be rolling out in the future. Yep, there hasn't been a huge demand from the community for it, though, at this stage. So, you know, if there is, then it's something that we'll kind of bring up our priorities list, I guess. But as you can imagine, we have a backlog of hundreds of items, and we have to, you know, make choices as to what to prioritize.
Absolutely. So Talk about Rango Exchange. So are you going to get Loop implemented on Rango Exchange? And just to give a brief, that's a cross-chain aggregator built on Terra.
Yeah, absolutely. We've reached out to them, and hopefully Loop will be listed there soon. So, yeah, keep your eyes open.
Okay, this one's a big one. So we're talking about, you know, updating circulating supplies for Loop and Loop R. Do we have any more information on that?
Yeah, definitely. So those APRs are pretty much done. When we update our CoinGecko and CoinHaul APRs, we want all that information there, you know, what pairs we have. So we want to integrate perfectly the first time. But in the interim, we will be adding the Loop circulating supply values on the Loop Markets page, which is a pretty popular page too. It's pretty cool. And that's also a page that we have big plans for and are already building out some awesome functionality there. But yeah, keep your eyes out for the markets page in the next couple of days for circulating supply. And then, you know, sometimes it takes CoinHaul and CoinGecko a week, you know, especially during this time of the year to integrate our APIs.
Cool. So I know this is the answer is probably, will you add Loop single staking stats to the portfolio page in the near future?
Yes, we definitely will. So you'll be able to see a summary of your staking positions. But not just that, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to have a look at our V2 preview. There will be a link on the top of the exchange at some stage, so you can have a quick look. But you'll have a complete breakdown, you know, pie charts, more graphs. So you'll be able to see exactly where your funds have been deployed. You'll even be able to see liquidity that you've been providing on other exchanges on Terra, and you'll have some options around that, which is pretty cool. But yes, very soon you'll have that in your portfolio page. And then, you know, in Q1 next year, I'm hoping, you know, Jan, Feb, we'll have the new V2 UI implemented. And you'll be able to see more than what you're expecting.
Epic. Talking about Loop single staking. So when will it be possible to add, you know, more Loop for single asset staking without resetting the timer?
Yeah, good question. So we're actually working on quite a few staking options just to meet every single type of investor out there, right? So essentially, the quick fix for that we're working on is when you stake again to a pool that you already are in. So let's just say you already have a 12-month position and you want to add to it, then it'll just create a second position instead of adding to that first one. So you'll have two positions, two different timers, two different sets of rewards. You know, and in the future, we'll even have a different type of staking contract where you have to come back to the platform every week to sign for that week's rewards. And then you will receive that week's rewards 1 week at the end of that staking period. So let's just say it's a 3-month staking period. Then on the first week, at the end of the 3 months, you'll be able to claim that week's worth of rewards. And if you did not go into Loop during a week and sign for those rewards, then you forfeit those rewards. So it's just again, completely different type of staking option, but it's very sticky, brings users back in, users who are more engaged, and it sort of plateaus the reward. So it's not all given at once at the end of the period. So we'll have options for everyone.
Talking about, you know, Loop emissions. So how do you plan to prevent a drop in the price for Loop, given the high emissions of, you know, the single stake and the pools?
By the time some of those higher single staking, you know, periods end, so say 12 months, 18 months, I mean, they're obviously the ones with the higher APRs and with the higher emissions, we'll have so much utility for the Loop token. I mean, already, you know, we have the DEX, we've got the NFT marketplace coming out. You know, transaction fees on the NFT marketplace are going to also go back and accrue value back to the Loop token. We've got Loop Ventures bringing on, you know, a whole range of different projects onto Terra, and they'll be airdropping their tokens to Loop holders and Loop R holders. And, you know, we've got a bunch of other products and projects kind of in the pipeline as well. So by the time those tokens release, yeah, we'll have so much value accruing to the Loop token that the increase in supply is not going to impact on the price in any significant way. Obviously, there might be a bit of a, you know, a little bit of a drop, but Also, by that time, there will be a lot more tokens in circulation. I mean, all the investor tokens will have vested, all the team tokens, or most, well, not all of the team tokens, but some of the team tokens will have vested. The actual percentage increase in supply compared to the circulating supply at that point is going to be quite low. So it's not going to impact too much on the price.
Yeah, we'll be listed on SEXs, you know, quite a few as well. So a lot more liquidity and volume there. And also another utility for stake loop that we're looking into is, weighted voting. So, you know, as you guys know, we're very community driven, right? We're always here. We're always going to be here, listening to what you guys say and building what you guys want us to build and go in the direction that you want us to go. So even though we have so many opportunities and so many things in the pipeline, at the end of the day, that will be guided by you. So one of the ways we can provide utility to stake loop is by creating weighted votes. So that's another thing we're looking into, and that's another thing we'll do a poll on in the future.
This next question is probably in relation to Loop Learn more than anything. So are you going to develop a play to earn game with Loop NFTs?
We're not going to develop a play to earn game, but we are already developing a learn to earn game. So obviously, I think we mentioned this last week, we're working with TFL to produce a whole lot of great educational content for Terra in general, and obviously for Loop in particular. We'll also be working with other protocols who want to create educational content for their protocols. And then as part of that process and as part of that platform, the Loop Learn platform, after you've completed a course or a lesson, and these will be some awesome videos which we're producing with TFL and with a company called Bread and Beyond, who produce like very high quality videos. So after you've watched one of those videos, if it's related to an on-chain action, the idea will be that you then have to go and actually perform that action on-chain, and you can then come back and you'll be able to mint an NFT. It'll obviously scan the chain to make sure that your wallet address has actually performed that action. And yeah, there'll be a bunch of actions probably that you have to perform before you can mint an NFT. And then that way, you know, the more NFTs you collect, after you've collected a few NFTs, you'll be able to burn those to create another NFT. And there'll be kind of like this NFT collector's game that's built into that Loop Learn platform. So yeah, that's how we'll be managing that. And we're calling it Learn to Earn. I mean, I don't think it's entirely new term, but that's what we're focused on.
Yeah, it'll be rolled out in stages too. So, you know, obviously that's going to be a gradual release as we go through, but very exciting stuff. Okay, so is NFT staking available yet? If not, when will it be available?
We're working on the contracts. So, yeah, I think the contracts for that have actually been completed. But we're going to be releasing our whole NFT platform at the same time. So there'll be auctions, there'll be sales, there'll be an ability to mint NFTs, and then, of course, stake NFTs as well. Probably at this stage, we're probably looking like late Jan, early Feb. But, you know, please don't hold us to that. We've mentioned dates in the past and people think they're, you know, fixed and firm, but dev work often takes longer than you hope it does. So, yeah, that's the hoped date is around then. Hopefully cool. It'll be by then.
Will everybody be able to mint NFTs on Loop?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have not just the standard NFTs, not just like JPEG NFTs, but we're going to have DeFi NFTs. So you'll be able to mint LP NFT bonds. You'll be able to mint some yield-bearing NFTs. You'll be able to mint NFTs which are linked to Anchor Protocol. You'll be able to mint NFTs that are, you know, linked to a range of other DeFi protocols. So the idea here is to have utility DeFi NFTs, not just, as I said, just standard media or image-based NFTs.
Yeah, but you'll also be able to take your favorite NFT. So let's just say, you know, you've got a beautiful Lunart NFT. Take that and then wrap it with DeFi utility. So you get the best of both worlds. You're also able to pull NFTs over from ETH or wherever through the loophole, through the wormhole, and then wrap those, which is pretty cool.
It should be called the loophole, actually. That's a much better that's a better name than wormhole.
The looper gateway. Yeah, cool. Next question is about BadgerDAO, actually. So the BadgerDAO hack scares me. Does Loop have any similar vulnerabilities, specifically front-end, so malicious front-end scripts, clone sites, the likes of that? Simon, you could probably touch on this.
Yeah, sure. So the reason we do pen tests is for this exact reason, find these vulnerabilities, right? So a good combination of pen testing and DevOps, right? Having a good process and procedure, having good firewalls, being able to, you know, freeze code on the front end, things like that, will mitigate those basic risks, right? So there's that. And then there's also obviously internal staff, you know, because we have so many staff. Luckily for us, we've been doing this for a long time. That's why we were able to scale up so quickly and bring such awesome talent to Loop so quickly. You know, this is a big issue that most projects have. You know, they get funding, they have green pastures, but then they don't have the staff to implement, and then they have to waste 3-4 months and focus all their energy into scaling their team. Whereas we got that done in a couple of weeks because we have devs working on other projects, because we have, you know, access to a big development company, and because we've been in the industry for so long, right? So one, it's having the right team, good processes within the team, security within the team, monitoring of the code that gets pushed, how it gets pushed, and then obviously having the whole DevOps layer around that to make sure that you know, the code is impregnable, that we stick to that process, we have the right firewalls, and that we constantly just get our front end and back end pen tested, you know. So yeah, just gotta have the right team and the right process. It's not that hard.
Yeah, you've got a lot of experience with this already, so
you'd hope so.
You've got a lot of experience with that already. Last question on this list. So please clarify APR plans for the LoopR farm to avoid any frustration, false expectations. I agree it is exceptional APRs at 200 or 300%, but it is not yet, it is not the announced 1K plus target. I understand the team wants to prevent Loop sell pressure, but if 1K% is not the target for LoopR, then I would correct the statement.
I think in the beginning we did hit 1K. In fact, we hit over 1,000% APR for a lot of the pools. That was our target. It was never our, obviously, it was never our idea to keep it at that high APR. That would be probably disastrous for all token holders. You know, we don't want to increase the emissions too insanely. And I mean, also the other thing is that pool already has quite high liquidity. It doesn't need too much more liquidity for most of the current transaction volume and the current transaction size that we have. So, yeah, I think the current APRs on that pool are working really well.
Cool. Yep, and with the highest yield on Terra, you know, by far already. So, you know, we're here to adjust the rewards as needed, as a community wants. But again, you know, we have this layer of wisdom and experience to not give everybody everything that they want and give too much, because then everyone will lose out at the end of the day. So as long as we're number one on Terra, which we are, you guys are making as much as you can.
Let me go into a question about AUST pools, actually. So what is the advantage of using AUST pools over using UST pools?
AUST is actually a much better asset than UST, because AUST, I think a lot of people don't actually realize how AUST works. People probably assume that it's some kind of interest that's paid out to your wallet, and that's where the 20% APY comes from Anchor. But actually what happens is the AUST just appreciates in price over time. So just literally by holding AUST, you're going to get an increase in value on that AUST, you know, over time. And originally AUST was at 1-for-1 with UST. But now I think it's at like 1.15 to 1 or something like that. And so obviously for people who are, if people are providing liquidity on AUST pools, then while they're providing liquidity, they're also earning interest. Not interest, but I mean they're earning or making that appreciation in the AUST value at the same time. So it's kind of like getting interest, almost like getting interest on Anchor at the same time as earning yield from providing liquidity on Loop. So it's a win-win, obviously, for liquidity providers. And then, you know, for us as well, obviously, there's a lot of AUST in circulation. At the moment, there's not really that much that people can do with their AUST. They just sit and hold it and earn, you know, 20% APY. But this will give them additional, sort of give additional utility to AUST. So there's really no reason why anyone should even be using UST when you can just hold AUST and have pretty much, it's always going to be a stable asset. It's not pegged exactly one for one with US dollar, but it doesn't matter. And even better than a stable asset, it's actually an asset which is slowly appreciating in value at a steady rate. So yeah, we're actually looking at maybe adding or even replacing potentially our UST pools with our AUST pools. We just think it's a better asset in general.
Yeah, and the impermanent loss is so small anyway on that. Like if you look at the curves, impermanent loss is only, I've heard this people talk about, oh, it goes up, so it's going to create IL, but the IL is going to be tiny. It won't even be a percent per year. So it makes sense to utilize the AUST that's sitting there doing nothing, bringing in liquidity. So that makes a lot of sense to use that. So just to finish up the video segment, and then we're going to open up to questions from the spaces. So what are you most looking forward to? And we do this every week, but what are you most looking forward to in the next coming week? What are some exciting things that we can expect? I know we've listed and we've done some really cool things over the last week, but over the next week, what are you looking forward to and what can we expect?
I mean, AUST pools is definitely one of the things that I'm looking forward to. We've been talking about implementing this for a few weeks now. Chatted to the Anchor team as well. And yeah, hopefully within the next sort of 7 to 10 days, we'll have a range of different AUST pools, not just AUST-UST, but also AUST Loop, AUST Luna, maybe AUST Ankh, and you know, maybe even some others as well, probably an AUST Halo. So that's definitely something that I'm looking forward to. Simon, what about you?
No, I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Christmas doesn't exist in crypto, Simon.
Yeah, we're working too hard. Our Christmas present to community will be actually just opening up that beta to the public for the apps, right? So, you know, Apple and Google, this is the worst time of the year for them, are slow to approve our apps. So in the interim, I think we're just going to, you know, on the landing page where you see the wallet section, I think we'll just open that up so that anyone can go on there and click it and onboard to our beta program for Apple and Android. And then you guys can just get a sneak peek to the app and give us some feedback. That'll be pretty cool.
Brilliant. Amazing, guys. So once again, guys, a lot of cool stuff happening. We're going to wrap up the YouTube version of the AMA that will be posted on YouTube. So you better get the recording on Terra Spaces as well for the audio of this. But also the YouTube will be going up on our YouTube maybe tomorrow or the next day since tomorrow's Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for jumping on. Stay on for some, popcorn kind of questions at the end. We'll open up some live questions. But this is wrapping up for our YouTube version. So let's get into the Twitter spaces. Okay, now we're up on our phones on the Twitter spaces. We've moved on from the YouTube. Can everyone still hear properly?
Yep, I'm here. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I think it's all good. Simon Chadwick, you're on mute again. Stop muting yourself.
I'm used to it from the call. So what we're going to do, so pop your hands up for requests and we'll bring you up if you want to ask some questions. And we'll be moderating the people we bring up and stuff as well. But definitely if you've got some pertinent questions, just raise your hand or request to listen. I'm going to bring up Demos first and then anyone else that is here. So let me figure out how to even do this. Request.
I think he has to raise his hand. Demos, I think you have to raise your hand.
No, I can put him up. I can put him up and then give me 2 seconds. It's been a bit buggy. Okay, we've got Demos up.
Yep. Go for it.
Nice. So we talked about White Whale and Halo a bit today, and obviously both those projects LBT, liquidity bootstrapping pools. So especially with Halo, I was impressed that almost as soon as the LBP was done, we got those two Halo pools listed on the Loop decks right away. And it was awesome to see everything kind of work that fast. But I was wondering if maybe in the near future or anytime in the future, we might be actually launching any liquidity bootstrapping pools using the Loop decks.
Yeah, look, it's something that we're definitely considering, especially for some of our Loop Ventures partners. Because obviously, even if projects raise funds on other platforms,
you know, on launch pads or through private sales or however else they want to raise funds, it's always good at the end of that process to try to establish some kind of a market price. Because obviously, you know, usually on a launch pad, you have a fixed price sale, and that is not necessarily representative of how much the public is willing to pay. You know, usually the public or the market price is going to be above, you know, that kind of launch pad price. So an LBP is actually a great way to kind of establish a market price. And if, you know, anyone was watching the White Whale LBP or the Angel LBP, you know, they would have seen that the market price was established quite well. For Halo, it came out at 7 cents, whereas their sale on StarTerra was 5 cents. So, yeah, it's a great way to establish a market price. And then also it's a great way to actually get some initial liquidity, which can then be put onto the DEX. So that's what we did with Angel. After their bootstrapping pool had finished, we just moved that liquidity over onto LoopDEX, into a regular pools, into the Halo UST and the Halo Loop pools. So yeah, we'll definitely be looking at that option in the future, not necessarily for projects to raise funds so much as just to raise an initial amount of liquidity that can then be, you know, deployed onto the DEX.
Yep. And obviously right now we are manually adding these new pairs and we'll be smashing out all of the wormhole and IBC pairs soon too, and AAUST, as Tom was saying. But, you know, our long-term plan is to open this up to the public. So anyone can just go on the DEX and add their own pools, add their own farms. It's a bit more complicated on Loop DEX because, you know, we are the most advanced, most complicated DEX, you know, on Terra full stop, right? We've got the graphs. We've got pretty cool functionality coming out soon too. No one else has it. Whoever does will be, you know, following in our footsteps, right? But that's why it's taking a bit longer to open it up for the community, because we want to make sure the graphs and all the other functionality, like converting into wrapped LP NFTs, all works perfectly, and then everyone can go in and do it themselves.
Great. So I'm going to bring up Ryan UST up for a question. So you just unmute yourself and ask away. Demos, also can pop you back down. Great, Ryan, you're on. So you can unmute yourself and ask a question.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Tom and Simon and Simon. So when we're looking at the Loop and Loop Art token, and we're looking at it from the point of tokenomics, I know the white paper hasn't been released yet, and I guess my vision for kind of Loop is kind of where I'm seeing it going. You have the DEX, you have the NFT, you have the Loop Learn, you have Loop Ventures. It's is not just like one piece. There's multiple pieces within Loop. And it seems like Loop is still kind of, well, it's not set in any particular white paper. Like if I looked at White Whale, it's strictly arbitrage. So from an investor standpoint, how should we look at the Loop project?
That's a good question, Ryan. Obviously, you know, yeah, if for some projects, it's very set in stone, you know, in terms of what the utility is for a particular token, you know, and how much utility that token has. I think with Loop, the best way to look at it is like you'd look at any traditional startup. So, you know, rather than just looking at the tokenomics alone and saying, look, this is the utility that's currently being you know, the value that's currently being accrued back to the token. You know, if you look at it like a startup, you can see that, you know, over time the team is going to build out, you know, a whole range of different great products, all related, like tightly related to one another, I guess. And, you know, therefore it's going to have more utility than just the initial utility. I mean, when we first released our pitch deck for Loop, it was strictly around the DEX. But obviously from there, we quickly spun up the community side as well. So, you know, now it has that additional utility, and the NFT marketplace is another piece of utility that wasn't even mentioned in the, you know, the original pitch that we had for Loop. So, yeah, look, it's a hard question to answer. Even we don't know what the future brings, to be honest. You know, we have a lot of things in the pipeline, but you know, once we've got those happening then and executed on those successfully, then obviously we'll be sort of releasing new things as well. So it's a work in progress, I think is probably the best way to describe it. And yeah, I think you just have to look at the team and, you know, what we've done so far. And, you know, I think you can make a judgment from that based on, you know, as to whether or not it's something that you're interested in the future or not. I mean, does that help?
Exactly. 100%. And I'll just add on that quickly. So also our unfair advantage, you know, I love that word because, you know, Tom and I have been in this industry for a long time. We've made a lot of startups ourselves and invested in a lot and partnered with a lot. So we know the basics of what is going to allow a startup to succeed, right? So, you know, we've got the team, check. We've got the money in the bank. We've done a good raise, check, right? And then we've got our unfair advantages. So there's so much we can do having a DEX, having this NFT platform, having the apps, you know, having our Chrome extension in the future, and having Loop Ventures. You know, and the fact that we're community based, we've said out front that this is how we operate, this is how we will continue to operate. Terra has a great community. Terra is growing. It's going to be huge. And you guys know our plan. Our plan is to be, you know, the center, the hub of Terra and the gateway to crypto for the masses. So, you know, you put all those together and it's looking like a pretty awesome roadmap and future, I think.
Yeah. I just want to add real quick to that. It's just the kind of the Swiss Army knife effect kind of, you know, and Tom talks about this all the time. It's kind of like the Apple effect where you create this ecosystem of thriving different products that all complement each other so well. So Loop is, you know, the hub of it, and you've got the DEX and NFT Marketplace and Loop Learn and Loop Ventures, and everything plugs in and people will be able to come onto Loop and the Loop DEX and do everything they need to do on the one place. And now it connects, you know, with composability into other projects like, you know, AUST pools, which is using Anchor and different things. But once you've got that Swiss Army knife effect, you create this incredible ability to kind of do everything as well. So, yeah, hopefully that kind of answers your question, right?
It does. Thank you very much. Yeah, I guess it is a lot about what the team is doing. The possibilities are endless as well too. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's next.
Amazing.
Great. Thanks, Ryan. I mean, I think you can look at Luna in the same way, right? Obviously, you know, the initial purpose of Luna was just as kind of collateral for UST, but then, you know, by investing in Luna, you're not just investing in that one product, which is sort of, you know, UST and the other stablecoins, but you're now investing in the entire ecosystem that the Terra blockchain has become. So I, you know, I'm pretty sure that Do and, you know, the team at TFL never kind of expected that, or maybe they never even planned for it to become like one of the top L1 layer one blockchains, but, you know, that's what it's become. And so in the end, by investing in Luna, you're investing in kind of the future growth of the entire ecosystem. And I think, you know, Loop is kind of a bit the same.
Yeah, and we're already kind of already going cross-chain a bit. I mean, you look at wormhole pairs that we already have on Loop. I mean, many people aren't trading them, but the reality is, you know, the W Bitcoin pairs and things like that are huge fees. There's huge volume in those pairs. So we're going to be bringing on more IBC pairs, more wormhole pairs, that sort of stuff. And then, you know, we never know. Maybe Loop will end up on other DEXs across the whole cryptoverse. So you think about it like that, kind of the fingers kind of spreading out across all of crypto and coming back and being that gateway through crypto and into Terra. It's pretty powerful. So yeah.
100%. Okay. Has anyone else got any other questions?
If I could follow up with a question.
Yeah, well, sure. While we're waiting for someone else, go for it.
How could the community help the team? I know, I think Tom, you commented on, I think Mitt's write-up about single asset staking and the different kind of time frames and stuff like that and his formula for that. What's the best way for us to help you that guys?
That's the best way. Look, Miti, as you just mentioned, wrote a great article, you know, on the community about how we can improve the staking. And, you know, I had a chat to that chat about that with Simon yesterday, and we're already looking at a way to implement that. So I think, yeah, the best feedback that we can really get is through people writing articles. Yeah, obviously it's hard. Like if someone just puts a comment on Twitter or a comment in Telegram or something like that, we're not going to pay that as much attention as if someone writes an entire sort of article on our community and, you know, lays out the reasons why they're suggesting whatever it is that they're suggesting, and exactly in the way that he did, right? He also included calculations and a spreadsheet and everything else. And, you know, that was great work. And it's something that we can then easily look at and, you know, make a decision on. Whereas if someone just says, hey, you guys should do this, you know, without actually kind of, you know, going into any kind of detail, then it's a bit harder for us to take seriously. So yeah, I think that's really the best way. If people have got good ideas, you know, flesh them out in an article. You know, we personally read, you know, a lot of articles, or, you know, most of the articles on the community, and our team definitely reads them all. So, you know, if we do miss one, someone always, you know, lets us know. And yeah, that's the best way for us to get feedback, I think. And then also other people can also give feedback on that article, right? Through the comment section. So we can sort of see not just what that person's point of view is, but then we can see what, you know, the general community consensus is around that idea as well. So yeah, I think that's the best way by far.
Big time. And spread the word. Go and evangelize.
Exactly. Go in Telegram and Twitter and everywhere else, and just, you know, like, you know, help us spread the word for sure.
Cool. Okay. Do we have anyone else that has any questions that wants to jump up? This may be it for questions. I have the team poking me to talk about Loop Learn. Jay, I've got my eyes on you. So just basically going over, give you a little bit of a rundown of Loop Learn. Or Demos has got a question. Let me talk about Loop Learn and then I'll bring Demos up again because they're asking about it. So we've talked about how there's a TFL partnership. I don't know how much I can disclose about that, so I don't want to go too much into it, but we're basically getting started on, you know, scripts are pretty much done, and we have scripts are pretty much done and they're pretty much on the way. So videos are being made. They're going to be extremely high quality videos aimed at bringing beginners into crypto, but not just that, also onboarding people onto Terra. So it's kind of going to be a leveled approach around, you know, A to Z of crypto. We're going to split it up in different categories because we know that people that are already in Ethereum, for example, they don't need to know about, you know, the basics, the real basics. So that might be where they understand the Terra Luna ecosystem about, you know, why is Terra? What is Terra? You know, what are the benefits? How to set up your Terra Station wallet? How to become a validator? All this sort of stuff. So we've got, you know, like a really, really solid strategy of videos that go from complete A to advanced, but they're not just how-tos. They're also whys and conceptuals as well, like helping people understand not how necessarily Terra Luna works, but why it does what it does. The same with Loop, like not just that it's a DEX and how to do swaps, but understanding that, you know, what is the mission behind it? What is the purpose? What is it changing for the world? How is it making life better? How is it improving stuff? So it's going to be this experience where, you know, version one is going to be straight videos. So it's just going to be videos with no earned features. And then we'll be implementing, as Tom talked about earlier, gamified. We're going to be bringing in gamified learn to earn, where you can earn NFTs by performing on-chain actions and stuff like that. So it's going to be a slow, it's going to be a rollout of versions, but we're already in the pipelines, and it looks like we're likely to become the almost the educational hub for Terra is what it's looking like at the moment. I mean, Tom, you can add on that if you want, but it looks like from the meeting that we had, we're looking to become kind of the go-to hub for educational content on Terra and onboarding for Terra. So that's going to be quite massive for Loop.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of the arrangement that we're looking at the moment with TFL, is that we're going to be, I mean, essentially writing all the scripts for and helping to manage the production of all the educational content. Thankfully, they're the ones who are going to be paying for it, so that's awesome. We just get to do the hard work. And then the idea is to create all of these courses. Simon, you've been the one who's been responsible for creating the scripts for those, and then having kind of educational content laid out in a very structured manner. So at the moment, you know, if you go to YouTube or something, you can learn things, but there's no kind of structured courses on there. So it'll be a little bit more like something like Udemy in that sense, where you can literally start from the start and, you know, work your way slowly through a course in a very structured, easy to follow way, and learn everything you need to learn about Terra, Loop, and you know, blockchains and crypto in general. So yeah, yeah. Really excited about that for sure.
And the videos are crazy high quality as well. The incentivized version, the incentivized thing actually keeps people in, because the thing is, courses is usually like you either pay a lot of money and have skin in the game, or you earn an incentive. And the incentive really keeps people hooked in, kind of like a video game where they're going through it. And it will actually help onboard people into Loop quite a lot, like Terra and Loop. And people really get the vision and see the vision of Loop and the power of that as well. So it's a really, really great opportunity for us to be the first touch point for Terra and crypto. Whenever people coming in, new people coming into the ecosystem, they're coming straight to us. And that's, you know, massive, massive benefit. So if you need, like, from the community in terms of help, like if you want to help in any shape or form, the best way you can do is by ideas and feedback. So, you know, reach out to me or any of that stuff. And I'm always needing people to help, you know, proofread scripts, because, you know, more eyes really, really helps with this stuff. You know, we've gone through a lot. We've had a lot of writers go through all the scripts and the stuff to make sure that we're not missing any major bits and pieces. But more eyes always helps in terms of suggestions and stuff. So reach out to me if that's something that you feel that you can help with. But I'm going to open up for another question for Demos, and then I think we'll end up wrapping up. So let me figure out how to do this again. This thing is not really working. Give me 1 second, guys. There you go. So we got Demos back up.
And Tom, you touched on it too. It's great to, you know, hear the way you're fleshing everything out. And I think that even ties into what Ryan UST was asking earlier about, you know, what's the use case? What can investors expect to get out of the Loop project? I think in a way, Loop is really building the you know, a gateway for people, not only from the Terra ecosystem, but from different cross-chain, you know, cryptocurrency ecosystems to get involved in Terra and Terra finances. And also, you know, largely to get people who are not involved in cryptocurrency educated and, you know, get them using financial products to their advantage. So I think, you know, Loop being this Swiss Army knife app application is kind of like a very nascent Web3 building block, you know, moving towards the future of totally decentralized and tokenized, you know, Web3 interactions. I think that's where Loop really shines the most, being the gateway into these decentralized financial applications. So that's awesome to hear you talk about it. And I can't even remember what my first question was. I just got so excited hearing you talk about it. Right. I was hoping, now that we're all here, if we could just get a moment to ask, you know, Simon and Tom to get a little bit of clarity on what does happen with the DEX swapping fees. I know I've seen a lot of people asking about that in Telegram this week. And if we could just have a moment of clarity to ask what, you know, how are swap fees distributed via the DEX? Where are those going? What's happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the moment, all the swap fees actually go back to liquidity providers. And the mechanism for that is it just adds to your liquidity position. So every time there's a swap, all of the liquidity providers will, like the fee will be distributed among all of the liquidity providers on that pair. And it will be distributed obviously based on how much of the liquidity they own. So if I own 100% of the liquidity in a pool and you come along and do a swap, there's a 0.3% swap fee, and that fee will just literally accumulate to my liquidity position. And then when I withdraw my liquidity position, I'm withdrawing my liquidity plus all the accumulated swap fees. So that's how it works at the moment. We're actually just building in now, as we speak, functionality which we laid out in our original plans, which is that 25% of the swap fee actually goes to Loop stakers. So what will happen there is that 75% of the swap fee will go back to liquidity providers, as I just explained, and 25% of the swap fee will actually be taken off and exchanged for Loop tokens and then rewarded to people who are staking their Loop. So that mechanism will be going live, you know, probably within the next 3 or 4 weeks or something like that. So, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, for sure. And also I think it answered another question that we were talking about earlier on, which is how will Loop deal with all these high emissions? I think the way you described it, that 25% going back into Loop token buyback would add a little bit of buy pressure to combat, you know, high sell pressure from farming positions. So that's a great mechanism.
Exactly. I mean, that's, you know, and that's just the first of many sort of value accrual mechanisms that we're rolling out. Obviously, the NFT marketplace as well will be the next one. You know, there'll probably be a higher fee than just 0.3% on that marketplace. And again, you know, that that fee will be exchanged for Loop tokens and rewarded to Loop stakers in the same way that the VEX is. So, yeah, and lots of other potential products that we roll out in the future will have a similar sort of value accrual mechanism back to the Loop token. So, yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, it always comes down to demand, right? So when you've got more supply and you've got increasing supply, the way you combat that is by increasing demand. So, you know, you either reduce supply like what Luna does, which you often do as well, but then increasing demand. So the more demand that you increase, you know, it obviously combats those emissions, and that's pretty straightforward with tokenomics and stuff. So, guys, I think that's it for our, you know, AMA. This is the first one that we've tried to do over YouTube and Twitter. I'm sure there'll be many more to come. So make sure that you submit your questions. And also have an extremely Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make sure that you stay safe. Don't drink too much alcohol. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you guys interacting with the community and asking more questions and using the Loop decks and stuff. We've got such cool things coming out that, you know, the opportunity for Loop at the moment is incredible. So it's just very exciting to have you guys on board this journey and, you know, spread the word through Terra and through crypto. And we're really going to create something truly great. So thank you, Simon and Tom, for jumping on. If you want anything to end with.
No, just the same. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for being part of the Loop community. And let's build this thing together and build something awesome for all of us. So, yeah, as Simon said, Happy Christmas. Have a great New Year as well, although we probably will be doing an AMA just before New Year's. And, yes, take some time off. I know crypto can be very absorbing. You know, it sucks you in like a black hole casino, but yeah, try to take some time away from crypto and enjoy time with your loved ones and your family as well. I think that's really important to do, and it's something we often, all of us, I think, forget to do at times. So, make the most of this time to do that. And thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Crypto is my loved one and families.
Simon.
Okay, see you later, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Loop Holiday AMA, recorded on Thursday, December 23rd, 2021. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Volcanoes erupt. No one ever guessed that the game would be tough. Keep your hands off when the play is a bust. Plain old and just, so we keep it on the one. Blast off on the two. Help me see the three. Third eye open wide, checking out the scene. Laser beam focus, Starscream jokers. Living off the fat of the people they approach. Tell me what happens when the land fights back. With the cliffs at our backs, make the last stand matter. No one ever planned for the famine on deck. We was walking all a wreck with the dead man swagger. Sitting in a little den, envisioning in the middle men. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. In a little den, envisioning the middlemen. Listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian. Lost in the maze, trying to make the next billion. No one gave a shit till the drugs all dried up. Everybody died from a bad batch of Lysol, but it didn't matter. We was all hyped up when the pedal lit the metal. He just didn't have the right skill. Watched in the daytime till the night curfew. Rats in a cage till they make time to murk you. Got a little job that falls under my purview. We gotta get this mob away from the bird.
hurts you. Gotta find cover, wipe off the bird poop, write off the work while you try on the worst juice. Blinded by perps who try to reverse truth, slide like Fox News just trying to lie to you. Eating up the slop like a bunch of hungry vagrants. I can't wait for the day they lock us up in stasis. Mock up a basement, could call me resilient. Waiting for the internet to make me a billion. Envisioning the middlemen, listen to the fiddle man play a little ditty, then talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next billion. Talk about how all the leaders seem reptilian, lost in the maze trying to make the next billion.
Terror spaces.